I don't really understand why we're changing a company's setup procedures. It seems to be working fine from where we are.
Well, understand this. It's not your job to question why the company wants to do what they want to do. Heck, they don't even ask my opinion. But I do know, and I understand, that there's one important reason why you have to do it, and that's because I said so. You got it?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Everybody back to work.
As a frontline leader, do you blame senior management or HR when you have to make an announcement to your team? That might not be the best solution. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to talk about why it's so important that you own the message you deliver to your team. Now, it's very easy to fall in the trap of wanting to be liked by your team, and therefore, you know what, guys? I'm just going to tell you things that management has told me to tell you, but I don't really believe in them. Just think about what that does to your credibility as a leader and to the respect that you get or don't get from your team. I mean, they know you're part of the leadership team, so why do you pretend like it's us versus them? It's just not healthy for you. It's not healthy for the company. Quite frankly, it's not healthy for the relationships with your teammates. So, what should you do when you might disagree with something that management has told you, or perhaps you just don't understand it well enough to communicate it to your team? Well, one thing is, and we've talked about this on other leader feeders, is you need to find out why so you can communicate why. If you find out why an announcement has been made, maybe you didn't fully understand it when it first came out. Maybe your boss didn't do a great job of telling you the reasons why for that policy change or why that procedure's going a different direction. So find out why, the rationale behind it. Do it respectfully though, so your boss doesn't feel threatened or that you're being insubordinate. And then turn around and explain that to your team. Guys, this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it. This is the rationale. And inevitably, some members of your team are going to have the same skepticism that you might have had with why you're announcing this thing. So deal with some of their excuses. I mean, if they, or their objections, if they say, oh, this thing is stupid, this will never work, we tried that 2 years ago, go, guys, hey, I hear what you're saying. You know what? Sometimes when we first look at something, you know what? It doesn't look like it's going to work. But then, you know, remember how we did that with this other project and it turned out better than we all thought. So why don't we just experiment. And so that's my final tip for you, is experiment and encourage trial and experimentation on your team. You know what? It's very unlikely that the first time you launch something, it's going to go according to plan. So why not get your team to realize that, guys, sometimes we don't know ahead of time what's going to work and what's not going to work. We should just give it a shot. If it doesn't work, we'll change it. We'll tweak it. We'll improve it. If it does work, then we'll be proven that we did a good job on it, right? So we're not here really to second guess the decisions that get made by senior management. They're not making it to mess around with us. There's no evil lair where they're trying to scheme to make our jobs more difficult. So our job is simply to execute on these things, put them into action, get some feedback back to management so that they can make better decisions. So once you as a leader realize that when senior management or HR tells you to communicate something to your team, you should stop pointing fingers back at them and simply own the message with your team. Find out what the rationale is, communicate it, and get your team to have this sense of experimentation and trial. And once you've figured out how to communicate effectively some of the company policies and procedures more effectively with your team, you might decide you want to work on some of your other leadership attributes. And you can do that, of course, by taking part in our public two-day workshops that we run in several cities, or with our on-site training that we can deliver exclusively for your company or organization. Or maybe you just need access to some of our online resources. In any case, you can get that at our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Or you can connect with us on social media, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. On Facebook, you can search us out at Frontline Leader.